Good morning, 735. This is Morning Edition on WUSF 89.7. New federal school meal requirements are being phased in around Florida. Kids who buy lunch in the cafeteria must take a fruit or vegetable, whether they want it or not. As State Impact Florida education reporter Gina Jordan reports, getting kids to like it is a tough order to fill.
I hate them. They're disgusting.
These elementary students throughout Tallahassee are not fans of their school's vegetables.
I do not think that they're actually real.
Our vegetables don't taste real, and they look like green spaghetti.
That sentiment isn't shared by all of their peers. Today, kids at Rudiger Elementary School are getting broccoli and bananas on their plates.
It's good.
They have other options, too.
I take the salad, and I take the fruit. I eat most of the carrots out the salad.
Sometimes if they had broccoli, yeah, I would eat it, but most of the time, yeah, I would throw it away.
School chef Michelle Ross's job is to get the kids not to throw it away. She creates tastier versions of healthy food, like carrot souffle or her latest experiment, corn salad.
Then I go out and actually ask the kids, what'd you think? I teach them to not say it's yucky, it's icky, it's gross, or anything like that. But what they say if they do not like it is, it's not to my taste. And that's okay.
At the start of this school year, Florida made changes as part of the National School Lunch Program. All school menus now feature more fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. Students are required to take one half-cup serving of a fruit or a vegetable. If they want, they can take both. School's Nutrition Services Director Kathy Reed says kids are given a choice of healthy options.
We don't want to force kids to take things that they don't have to take because more than likely they're not going to eat it. You know, kids will eat usually what they are allowed to take themselves.
The 2010 Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act led to federal dietary guidelines that are being phased in over the next decade. The standards include limits on sodium, fat, and calories. Starting in 2 years, school breakfast must also include a serving of fruit or vegetable. Reed says students still need to be taught why their meals are changing. She says many kids don't get vegetables at home.
They don't see them but in the cafeteria. So how do we get them to eat them? We've got to educate the kids that this food is good for them, that they need to select the food, they need to eat the food, and we're not there yet.
Outreach manager Jackie Moali with the State Agriculture Department says 19 produce items are being featured in cafeterias right now.
We've developed curriculum around certain items that the teachers can use in the classrooms prior to those items being featured that week in the cafeteria. Because research has shown that when children learn about the food that they're eating, they're more likely to try it.
In addition to studying the foods in class, students may see posters in the cafeteria with pictures and fun facts about the vegetables they're eating. Some schools even offer taste testings to try to make it fun. And menu planners try to make the dishes as colorful and appetizing as possible. The state's lead dietitian, Rick Parks, says, just like in fine dining, presentation is important.
Oftentimes we look at the bottom line and, you know, maybe it's a little dried out or burnt or something to that effect. Oh, they'll eat it, you know. Well, would you eat it? You know, so it's looking at lots of things, not only the taste, but I think you have to first look at the appearance of the foods.
At Rudiger Elementary, Chef Ross uses lots of ingredients grown in the school's garden with help from students. She hopes they'll eventually be able to take home vegetables they helped grow.
Then you can have your daughter bring home a bell pepper from the garden that she helped out with. I mean, how encouraging it is for a child. You grew this, now we're going to chop it up, and now we're going to have it for dinner tonight.
Ross says inviting kids into the growing process will make a positive difference in their diets. For State Impact Florida, I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
And that story is part of our State Impact Florida project, where we put education reform to the test every Monday here and every day online. The link to State Impact Florida can be found at WUSFnews.org.